sorts of thought paper. We believe this has fairly well summarized the discussions among the state's parties on the issues of compliance and verification since last week. Many of the elements we can agree to. We have reported this paper back to our capital and we'd like to share some of our preliminary views. Firstly, regarding principles, the listed principles in the paper we can agree to. And at the same time, we think we should add 3 points: comprehensive, effective, and legally binding. These three elements. About the legal nature, we have noted that the paragraph 4 of this paper has referred to it to some extent. The same time, the Ninth Review Conference mandate for the working group clearly states that the working group should propose specific and effective measures to strengthen the convention comprehensively, including possible legally binding measures. Many states parties have emphasized the importance of a legally binding protocol, because we believe only through legally binding measures can a fair and effective verification mechanism be established, and we should not give up on this goal. In the working paper submitted by China at the end of 2023, we made some proposals on the principles, including the respect for sovereignty, impartiality, and fairness and objectiveness, and a science-based approach, etc. We hope the friends of chair will consider them as well. Secondly, regarding specific measures, we agree on focusing on establishing a verification mechanism, clarifying the scope of verification based on a common understanding of biological threats, and carrying out study on a mix or combination of verification measures, and fully consider and do research on positive and negative aspects of scientific and technological developments. This paper mentions we should not or preclude prejudging the possible verification measures, which we think is very important. At the same time, we'd also agree that the CBMs should not replace verification measures, and we do not support the mandatory implementation of CBMs without the establishment of a verification mechanism. Thirdly, in terms of working methods, we agree on fully considering the work outcomes of the past, including VERIX and ad hoc group, and also other consensus papers and documents in the past, and we should re-examine their applicability under current circumstances and requirements. We also hope to further understand how coordination with other international institutions is to be carried out, as mentioned in paragraph 11 of this paper. This, at present, is not very clear to us. Fourthly, on follow-up work, we support the work group's proposal to the 10th Review Conference to establish a working platform to continue discussions on compliance and verification issues. We hold a positive view on this, and we understand this platform can also be in the form of ad hoc work group in such a form. At the same time, we should fully use the opportunity afforded by the meetings opportunity before the 10th Review Conference to examine from political, legal, scientific, and human resources and financial perspectives to further study, carry out discussions on verification mechanisms. If a scientific mechanism is established, we should carry out a further study on relevant verification measures. Just like some delegation which spoke just now, we should understand more the consideration of the Friends of Chair, how to make use of this paper in our future work in the next stage. If we can hold a special conference, whether some work approaches or ideas can be reflected in this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next speaker is the delegation of Switzerland.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I want to